السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Honorable and respected ulama, honorable and beloved brothers and elders, through the crisis that we go through at this particular time on a day-to-day basis, we find experiences of individuals are different. Our response to the crisis, in the words of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur Rahman. Rahimun refers to those people who are compassionate. For a compassionate heart, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that there is no better ni'mat, no better gift, favor that Allah Ta'ala has favored upon a person than the quality of rifqat, the quality of the softness of heart. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that when a person has the quality of compassion, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have mercy upon those individuals. In the general, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah encompasses all things. Allah's rahmah encompasses His slaves, His servants, those that have not brought iman, and even those who are enemies to Allah Ta'ala. Fir'aun was an enemy to Allah Ta'ala, yet Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to him. That every second, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy is descending upon us as believers to turn to Allah and make tawbah. And to a non-Muslim, to a kafir, every second Allah gives him opportunities to turn, to make tawbah and bring iman. But here in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking about the very special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down upon those who have mercy upon the creation of Allah ta'ala, whoever is on this earth. To the extent it comes in the books of the biographies of our ulama-i kiram, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi was a great mufassir. Some say it was some other scholar. But whilst he was engaged in his writings, now in those days they didn't have pens like we have, but they would have a piece of stick, the edge is sharpened and that is dipped into the ink pot, and they will write till the ink gets diminished and again they will dip it. So on one such occasion, he dips the pen into the ink pot, the ink comes onto the edge, and then he notices a fly sitting. Now Allah Ta'ala give us this kind of thinking of these great scholars of Islam. In his mind, the fly itself is a creation of Allah Ta'ala, so he leaves it. After his demise, somebody sees him in a dream. And the person asked, how did Allah Ta'ala deal with you? And again we need to be reminded that Qiyamah is to come, but these are faint models that Allah Ta'ala shows out so that we can take heed and understanding. How did Allah Ta'ala deal with you? So he responded that Allah Ta'ala had made my maghfirat, Allah had forgiven me. So the person asked, by virtue of what? Probably you were a commentator of the Quran, you had written the entire tafsir of the Quran Sharif, you had known over 100,000 hadith bahat. Were those the reasons? That will be the mind that is querying. What would be the reason, the knowledge that you had? He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me because of that night, in the manner that I dealt with that fly, Allah loved it and Allah made my maghfirat. So then the person asked, what was the incident? So he said, when I saw that fly stick on to the tip of the pen, in my heart, in my mind, I thought probably this fly is thirsty and If I shake it away, I would deprive it of drinking what from that ink. So I stayed myself still. I kept that pen still till the fly itself moved away from that. Allah loved that deed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven. So brothers and friends, today we would think nothing of such a thing to do good to the creation of Allah. Many of us would have heard of the great saintly pious personality, Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. There on one occasion, he was a guest at somebody's house, and like normal and usual, people will prepare the best for such a saintly person. But in the morning, when the person went into the room, he found that the bed didn't seem to be touched, upset, but however, there was a sheet and blanket on the floor with a pillow. So the person immediately thought, maybe there was some discomfort that it seems as though he slept on the floor. So when he began to make his excuse and seek forgiveness, then Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali said to the person that there was no discomfort on the bed, but when I came to sleep, I saw one of your cats lying on the bed. And that cat was in deep sleep. I thought to myself, this is a makhluk, this is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. Why should I disturb it for my comfort? Rather, it sleeps on the bed and I'll sleep on the floor. So friends, in these times, in the crisis we are in, there are many of our close ones, our close families, our friends in our neighborhood, who has lost near and dear ones, probably the breadwinners of our families, of their families, probably somebody that is left behind, is unable to earn, unable to do. There are those widows who are in iddat, there are some of those children that may be masoom and small. Just small deeds of kindness. On the basis of these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will assist us so long as we are in the assistance of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst on the one hand, there is a crisis, on the other hand, a believer looks for opportunities. And we will find these opportunities if there is a desire of want. The very famous hadith that appears in all the hadith kitabs of that woman that had seen a dog at the end of the well, at the edge of the well, that was absolutely thirsty. She was promiscuous, an indecent woman, a prostitute. She takes off her sock and she gives the dog the water from the well. And Allah Ta'ala had made a maghfirat, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven. So, on the one hand we find, like at the time of the demise of the great Sahabi, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had passed away in the plague of Amwas. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed those that were living. Some of the advices, one advice was to prepare yourself also. So our preparation on the one hand would be that whilst we link ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secondly we need to look into our lives, that there were many parts of deen that Allah ta'ala had compelled us with, the performance of our salat, our zakat, etc. We need to sit down and take stock that now I am at a certain age, I am 60 years old, I had become baligh at a particular age, at the age of 14 or 15, did I perform all my salat? These are the opportunities now that we begin to introspect. So if it is not up to date, simply go to the ulama-i-kiram, sit down with them and ask them, how do we make good? One is to seek forgiveness and tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The other way is that we have to make qada of this, and how do we do it? So that is one form of preparation. The other form of preparation will be that if we are owing anyone anything, let us make good whatever we are owing, whatever wrong, zulm, oppressions we had caused to others, let us seek forgiveness from them, and we ourselves prepare, and together with that, we begin to take care of all those in our communities, our societies, who is in need of that care, inshallah, thumma inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah ta'ala's mercy will begin to descend. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability to practice. Those who are ill and sick, may Allah ta'ala grant them shifa'i kamila ajila mustamirra. Those who have left this world, may Allah ta'ala grant them the highest of jannatul firdaus. Those who have been left behind, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take care of them, hold their hands, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become their guardians. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.